We were sent here to be strong, Grandmother said, standing on the cliff edge overlooking the waters. Her whited hair curled in the wind, writhing like the wisps of a shade. She turned back to silence, and her weathered face was covered in droplets of water from the crashing surf below. The god beyond sent us. It's part of the plan. It's so easy for you to say that, isn't it? Silence spat. You can fit anything into that nebulous plan. Even the destruction of the world itself. I won't hear blasphemy from you, child. A voice like boots stepping in gravel. She walked toward Silence. You can rail against the god beyond, but it will change nothing. William was a fool and an idiot. You are better off. We are four scouts. We survive. We will be the ones to defeat the evil someday. She passed Silence by. Silence had never seen a smile from Grandmother, not since her husband's death. Smiling was wasted energy. And love. Love was for the people back in Homeland, the people who'd perished from the evil. I'm with child, Silence said. Grandmother stopped. William? Who else? Grandmother continued on. No condemnations? Silence asked, turning, folding her arms. It's done, Grandmother said. We are four scouts. If this is how we must continue, so be it. I'm more worried about the way stop and meeting our payments to those damn forts. I have an idea for that, Silence thought, considering the lists of bounties she'd begun collecting. Something even you wouldn't dare. Something dangerous. Something unthinkable. Grandmother reached the woods and looked at Silence, scowled, then pulled on her hat and stepped into the trees. I will not have you interfering with my child, Silence called after her. I will raise my own as I will. Grandmother vanished into the shadows. Please, please. I will. I won't lose you. I won't.